One of the most important debates was Einstein with Niels Bohr. These debates lasted over several years and included theories, explanations, and challenges to the way the scientific community viewed the microscopic parts of the universe. At the same time, whatever Einstein's interest or theory, he led an entire field of study in that direction. While others can claim the title of the father of quantum physics, Einstein is the mentoring uncle. He continued to challenge himself and his colleagues throughout his lifetime, and we are still basing a number of scientific theories on his work. So he lives on in the experiments and research being performed today. I personally find Einstein's work inspirational because of how vigorously he defended his theories and how much he challenged those around him to think beyond the box. One of his favorite analogies was that of the lion. In quantum physics, it was perceived that scientists had only found the lion's tail in the form of the equations and theories presented so far. Einstein believed that a unified field theory, the lion, did exist. His hope was that his work would assist others to find the elusive lion. As we still work to find the equation that would use all four fundamental forces and complete the puzzle, I am often reminded that we have only found the tail and maybe a foot. But someday, we will have found the whole animal, thus truly understanding how all these pieces of our universe, big and small, fit together. As we have perceived in our discussion, most of the experiments in this field of study were influenced by the observations of the scientists and researchers themselves. Thus, quantum physics is more about explaining the microscopic world with a